Today's daf is daf gimel. So we're in the middle of this discussion where there's this dialogue between the Umos HaOlam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu about why they didn't accept the Torah and they didn't have a chance for mitzvahs, they were never forced into it. So we last said on the bottom going to the top of daf gimel that top line will read, Lomar Sha'afa Pisha Mekayim Enoson Ein Mekablin Alem Schar. Even though they might be fulfilling the mitzvahs, they're not going to receive any schar for fulfilling the mitzvahs. So that's Rashi explains here. Lomar Shim Mekayimim Hatara Zu Lo Tovasim Hi. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of all the mitzvahs for them wasn't a benefit for them. Ela She'ein Mitzuvin Lekayimim, they're not commanded to. V'im Yikayimu, if they do fulfill it, Lo Yikablu Schar. That means there's no way of getting, they can't get reward. The only way of getting schar in this world is by doing Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Now that those are no longer relevant, he just made everything obsolete, so now they have no way of getting schar. So the Gemara says, V'lo, is it not the case? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, Haya Rebbe Meir Omer Minayin Shafilu Ovid Kochavim V'osik Batara. Shuk Kohen Gadol, that we know if a non-Jew learns, he has the same status as a Kohen Gadol. Tamul Omer says, Asher Yasel Sam Ha'odom V'chai Behem. The person does them, he's like an Odom, and he's going to live by them. What does this mean? Kohanim Levim Yisrael Lo Nemar. Doesn't say Kohen Levi Yisrael Ela Ha'odom. So Adam includes even a goy. Halamata shafilu ovid kachavim osig b'torah harei hu kekohen gadol. He's no different than a kohen gadol. So we see that there is a certain level of schar. There is an idea of limud haTorah for the umos olam. So ella lomar lecha she'ein mekablin alem schar kimetzuv v'yose ella kimi she'ein mitzuv v'yose. They only get mitzvah, only get schar rather of one like one who's commanded and fulfills the mitzvahs. They no longer commanded. So yes, a woman who keeps mitzvah, she's not commanded, she gets a schar. A summa who's pati mitzvah gets schar, but it's not the same level of schar as one who's commanded, who's mitzvah, the osa. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, Gadol mitzvah v'yose, yose mishena mitzvah v'yose. Greater is the one who is commanded and yet does the mitzvahs than one who's not commanded and goes ahead and does the mitzvah. So before we go weiter here, look at Tosos here. Tosos appears every single time you find in the Gemara that there's a question whether Akum is called Adam. There's a similar Tosas. As Tosas writes here in the top line here, Mashma Hacha de Ovid Kochav Nami Kurin Adam. It seems from here the Gemara that says Asher Yase Osem Ha Adam includes even a guy that Adam includes even a guy. So Vatema the Ha Amar Baalma Bab Mitzvah Kufyudal Dein Kivrei Ovde Kochavim Mitam Baoel, that the Kivrei of an Anju, the base cross of an Anju, is not Mitami Baoel. How do we know? Mishum Dichsiv Adam Kiyamos Baoel. Atem Kurim Adam, only an Adam is Metami Ba'ol, the Pasuk says in Chukas, as opposed to Dechziv, Aten Sonit Son Marisa, Atem, Adam, Atem, that you, only Klai Yisrael, Atem Kurim Adam, below of the Kocham Kurim Adam. So there's a stira. The Gemara says in Bar Mitzvah that only the Kivrei Mace of Yisrael is Metame, because only we're called Adam, but not the Kivrei of the Kochavim. But here the Gemara says, V'adam implies even in an Akum. So is a goy an Adam or not an Adam? So it comes along, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Yesh Lachalik bein Adam le Ha'adam. Ha'adam implies even a goy. Stam Adam, Adam kiyamus ba'oel. Adam implies only Yisrael, not a goy. Tosas writes, before they go to the next house, we'll go, there's a bunch of Tosas to do here. Tosas writes, Shafilo ovdi kochavim v'yosik b'torah perish b'sheva mitzvah shelahem. That if they learn their Sheva Mitzvos, that they're considered like a Kohen Gadol. The Ilu Bishar Mitzvos Amrinim B'Sanhedrin Perek Dal Mitzvos Oved Elilim Ha'osik B'Torah Chai Misa. He can't be learning our Mitzvos. He's not allowed to. He's Chai Misa. Referring to a guy that's low made his own Mitzvos, he's Kohen Gadol. So then, if you go now to, let's skip that next, so let's do the Tosas afterwards. Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosa. There's a big machlokas we've shown him. Why does a person who's Mitzuviosa get a greater schar than one who's not Mitzuviosa? The Tosus offers at least one of the suggestions. There are a bunch of them. Perish Mipneshu Doeg Tamid Levatel Yitzro Lakai Mitzvahs Baro. He's always so anxious and nervous about whether he's going to perform the mitzvah or not. It's Lufum Tsar Agra is the idea that according to your pain, that's going to be Agra, that's going to be a schar. So the Doeg, the Daiga that he has in fulfilling, make sure he gets all the mitzvahs, that's where he's going to get his schar.
What do you get to make that leap? That if you,
the
Chayvahem, that he's like a Kohen Gadol.
The Chayvahem,
you're going to live. Why
don't
you
live? There's a Tosa there. I want to go to the Tosa. Look at Harehu. He talks about this a little bit. The Gemara then says, Ella kacha mimav de back to the Gemara now. This is what the Ovdei Chacham said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, Yisrael shekiblu, heichan kaimuhu. Klai Yisrael, who accepted the Torah, How exactly, where exactly did they fulfill it? Just because they accepted it, where's their fulfillment? Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani meid bahem, I'm going to testify on their behalf, shekaimus haTorah kula. I know, I'm Hashem, I'm the God, I know that they kept the Torah. So Amar, so he says back to them, but omrim lefanav, ribono sholam, klum yeshav, shemeid al beno, are you allowed to testify about your own children? Dichzib benibach har Yisrael, that my Klai Yisrael is my son, they're my bechor. You can't testify about Klai Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're right. The ground and the sky, they're going to testify on behalf of Am Yisrael. So Omrim Lefanav, they say, Ribono Shel Olam, Shemayim Ve'aretz Nogim Ve'Edusan, they're Nogei Ve'Davar. How? Because Shenamar Ve'im Lo Brisi Yomim Ve'Layla, Chukas Shemayim Ve'aretz Lasamti. So what does that mean? Ben Lakish, Damarish Lakish, Mai Dechsevahi Erevahi Voker Yom Hashishi. Malamech Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Im Mai Sebracious. The Amar, he made a condition with the creation of the world. Im Yisrael Mekablin Satorah Terasi Mutav V'Mlav Ani Echzes Chem L'Tov Avo. So Hashishi meant that the sixth day, referring to the sixth of Sivan when they received the Torah, they made a condition that the Bris Olam was only going to stay intact. It depends on Hashishi, whether or not Klai Yisrael is Mekabel the Torah. So you see that the Nogev Davar. So Ma'idich said, furthermore, what does it mean? Meshemai Meshemasa Din Aretz Yira B'Shakata. Yira means to fear. Shakata means to be quiet. Im Yira Lama Shakti. If they're scared, why are they silent? Im Shakti. If they're quiet, Lama Yira. El B'Tchila Yira. Initially, the world was scared whether or not Klai Yisrael would accept the Torah. With Vasov Shakti, afterwards, they were silent. But we see from all these different sources that the world, Shemai V'Aretz, depends on Klai Yisrael keeping the Torah. So they're Nogei B'Davar. They want to testify that Klai Yisrael keeps the Torah in order that they stay intact. So they're Nogei B'Davar. We cannot trust the testimony that Klai Yisrael kept the Torah. So again, the Umas Olam are challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know that Klai Yisrael keeps the Torah? So the Gemara says, Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Michem Yavo, from you, you're going to come V'Yidu Behen V'Yisrael. Shekaimu as the Torah Kula. All of you, all the nations of the world, you're going to testify that you saw Klai Yisrael keeping the Torah. Yavo Nimrod v'yad v'Avram shlo avod avodas kochavim. Nimrod's going to say, I saw Avram, he didn't give in, he jumped into the fire. Yavo Lavan v'yad v'Yakov shlo nechshad al gezel. Lavan's going to say that Yaakov was my very trusted shepherd and he didn't steal a thing from me. Tavo eshes potifar v'tarad v'yosef shlo nechshad al avera. Yavo Nivacha Netzer V'yad B'Chananim Mishav Azariah Shlo Hishtach V'Lut Selim. They didn't bow down to an idol. Yavo Dayavash V'yad B'Daniel Shlo Bitul Satfil. He didn't cancel out the davening. Yavo Beldad Hashuchi V'Tzofar Namasi V'Alifaz Atemani. The next we're going to skip because Rashi says that's a Yid V'Aliyah Ben Birkal Buzi, so he's ignored here. And all of them are Ya'idu Baham Yisrael Shekayim V'Sakal Torah Kula. They're going to testify that we kept the Torah. Shenamar, it says, Yitnu Eideyem V'yetztaku, that's where we start off the first daf here. They're going to come and give testimony that we kept the Torah. Fine. Before we go by, to look at Tosas, Dira Maskel, Nogim Be'idu Sanhein, Vim Tomar, Hare Raya Gedola, Shekaimu, Sherei Shemayim V'Arts, Kaimim Behem. What do you need this for? The very fact that the world is still existing, that tells us that the Torah is being kept. That's the whole, that was the Simen B'davar. V'yesh Lomar, De'ein Choshishin Bezu Haraya, Dein Av made al beno. Doesn't really work. So it's kind of, I think what he's saying here is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what keeps the world running. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the world running, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind all this, he's also the father of Klai Yisrael. So there's still some Nogev Eidos here. It's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, not playing a fair game here, or something along those lines, it sounds like. I'm not sure exactly. Okay. One other point here, another Tosas, Dibur Maskel Shelo HaYishtachav L'Tzelem, Tosis points out here, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Ditzelem Nebuchadnezzar, Lava Vodas Chachavim Haya, Ela Andarti Asur LeKavod HaMelech. It wasn't a real idol, it was something that they made for the covet of the king, for himself, but it wasn't a real idol. Gemara now says, we are three wide lines down. Amru Lefana Ribono Sholem, the Umos Olam say to Hashem, Tana Lanu Mirosh, V'Na'asanu, let us give us an opportunity to do a mitzvah. You took the opportunity away from us, you never gave us a chance. Give us a chance, give us one mitzvah, and let's see how we do. So what happens? Famous Gemara, Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Shotim Shebolam. You guys are such idiots here. Misha Tarach Be'er Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos. Those who prepare on Friday, they're going to have a nice meal on Shabbos. Mishalo tarach b'erev Shabbos, those who don't prepare. Mehechan yochel b'Shabbos, how are you going to eat? It's too late. The game's over, guys. El afa pike, nonetheless, mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukkah shema. I've got one very simple mitzvah for you guys to do, and that's called the mitzvah of sukkah. So lechu v'asu also, go ahead and build a sukkah. U'mimatzis amrit hachi, could you really say this? V'ha amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, ma'i dechsiv asher nochi mitzavcha hayom, hayom la'asosim v'lo l'machar. In the future, there are not going to be any mitzvahs. It's too late. How could the Kodesh Baruch Hu give them a mitzvah kala, la'asher lavo? The pasuk says, hayom, today is the time to do the mitzvahs, not l'machar, not in the la'asher lavo. So the Gemara says, hayom la'asosim v'lo hayom litol schar. No, now is the time to do it, and now is not the time for the schar. But we don't do mitzvahs in the future. The future is for receiving schar, not for doing mitzvahs. Ella, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tronio im b'riyosef. You're right. Because Baruch Hu didn't want to really start up with the Umas Olam. He gave him a special exception, even though l'machar, l'asher lavo, there's no longer mitzvahs. He wanted to give him the chance and let them at least try. Fine. So he gave him the mitzvah of sukkah. By my karile mitzvah kala, why is it called a very light, easy, simple mitzvah? Mishum de les be chesron kis, it's no loss of money. He gave a couple of boards and some schach. It's a few dollars, not a big deal. Miyad kolecha v'yecha notel v'holech v'osa sukkah b'rosh kago. Everyone goes to the rooftops to build the sukkah. V'kavdash baruch hu makdir aleh mechama v'tkufas atamos. He made the sun very strong like it is in the summer. V'cholecha v'yecha mibay v'sukasa v'yotza. They all kicked the sukkah when they left. They couldn't handle the heat. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'natka es mosor seimu v'nashlicha mimenu avos seimu makdir. So he took it out of the bag, he took the sun out of the pouch, and he let it shine and make it very, very hot for them. There's a halachic point here, they discuss this sugya here, the person allowed to make a mitzvah in a situation where they're going to be exempt from it. Putting it on the top of the sukkah inevitably will cause it to be very, very hot. So when during the daytime, it's going to put you in a position of not eating the sukkah when it's very, very hot. Could a person build a sukkah in such a place where it caused him to be exempt in such a situation? Or let's say, could you build a sukkah where it's going to be very loud and noisy, where you can't sleep there at nights? So this is based on that sugya here, whether you could do this l'chadchila. So in the end of the day, they built the sukkah, it got too hot, they left the sukkah, and they kicked the sukkah on the way out. The Gemara says, V'ha amris ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tshonim v'yosav? So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting up with them? He doesn't want to start a fight with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you a chance. So if he's giving them a chance, why is he putting a situation where it got so hot for them so that they couldn't do the mitzvah? Give them a real chance. That wasn't a real chance. He made it 105 degrees outside. That's not a fair chance. The Gemara says, no, it was a fair chance because Mishum di Yisrael Nami Zimnim, certain times, even Klaisel, the Mashchalu Tkuvas Tamas Ad Chag. Sometimes, depending on the year, the Tkuvas Tamas does extend itself into Sukkah's time, and they experience big, you know, very strong heat waves, and yet they still sin the Sukkah, so that is considered a fair test. Havle Tzara, and yet they still sit in the Torah, and still sin the Sukkah. The Gemara says, wait a second, if it's Tzar, V'hama Rava Mitzar Patim in a Sukkah. If it's so hot, and you're so hot, and you're sweating, of course you're Patim in the Sukkah. So why are they getting in trouble for leaving the Sukkah? The Gemara says, Nihid the Patim Be'ute, not Mi Ba'ate. Granted, they're part of it so hot. If it's 105 degrees out, you can go back inside. But to kick the sukkah on the way out, that's not appropriate. Klaisel never did that. That's really where they're going to fail. So the Gemara says, Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachek Alei, and after that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and begins to play with them. He has a good time with them. Shenemarz, it says, Yoshev B'Shemayim Yitzchak, he sits and sits then, Shemayim, he plays. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ein tzachok l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu el osa yom b'vad." There's only laughter, playfulness in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu on that day alone. Ikedem asni lo. Others teach this to Rabbi Yitzchak. Aha, that statement of Rabbi Yitzchak goes in the following brisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer l'asa lavo bo'en ovid kochavim umiskayrenu. So in the future, the non-Jews are going to come forward and they're going to convert. So the Gemara asks, "So mi mekablin minayu?" Are we going to accept Gerim, this man Mashiach? Vatani, the Baraita tells us here in the Maseches Yevamos as well, Ein mekablin Gerim limos Mashiach. We don't accept Gerim in the future. Kiyotibo, similarly, lo kiblu Gerim, lo bime David, lo bime Shlomo. We don't accept them. We didn't accept them during the times of David, during the times of Shlomo. Why? Ella Shinasa Gerim, fine. The reason why is because they only, look at Rashi here. Rashi says, actually that's the answer. We don't accept the Gerim because they only coming to us because we see we're having, life is good for us. things are going well for us. We want them to come because they really love Yiddishkeit. They think we're the true religion. Other than that, we don't want them to come. So during David and Shlomo and Mashiach, these are times where things are very prosperous for us, and it's very attractive for people to convert. That's dafka where we won't accept it.
Why by Purim do we accept them?
The Tos asks this question. So the Gemara says, not here, he asks it in the affair, which in Yivam was asked the question. Could be, I think he answers what the Gemara says here, actually. That Ela Shanasu Gerim Gruim Umanichan Tfilin Barashen Tfilin Bizroseim Titzis Bibigdeyam Mezuzah Bipischeim. Rather, they became Gerim on their own. So that's what Tosa, I think, answers in Yivamos by Purim. So they became Gerim on their own somehow, which is a very strange thing, because how do you become Gerim without a Bezdin? But either way, they started to act Jewish. They put Tfilin on, they put Talis on, and they put Mezuzah on their doorways. But Cave and Shiro and Milchemes Gog and Magog, once they saw the big war, that final war, Omer Lehen, Ama Basim, we say to you, why do you come? Omer Lehen, he says, Al Hashem, V'al Mashicho, we came for Hashem, we came because of Mashiach. Shenemar, as it says, Lama Rog Shugayim Ul Umim Yegu Rik, V'cholechad Menatik Mitzvasa V'holich. They get very scared of what would happen in the times of the Gog and Magog, and they left, they would leave the, they would go back to the non-Jewish ways. Shenemar, as it says, Natka esmo semo, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Umesachik, Shenemar Yoshev Eshmaim Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Schok Ela Osa Yom Bilvan. This refers to those people who thought they wanted to be Jewish. They pretended to be Jewish, but the moment the Gog and Magog came, they got scared and ran back home. That's the good time, the playfulness that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have, that Rabbi Yitzchak was referring to. Only Bayom Osa Yom Bilvan. The Gemara says, Ein, is it really true that he only has the Schok on that day also Bayom Bilvan? The 12-hour day that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in the daytime. First 3 hours, he has a morning seder. You learn from this Gemara here, there's a big inyan to learn Beretzifus 3 hours without any breaks, without going to the bathroom, without having other conversation. 3 hours a person should try to learn without any interruptions. Shinios, the next 3 hours, Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulo. The next 3 hours, you'd sit and you'd be judging the entire world. Kevan, Shiroa Shinishchayv Olam Kliyas. Once he saw that the world was not worthy of staying intact, they deserved being destroyed and wiped out. Omed Mekisei Adin, V'yoshev Mekisei Rachmam. He decided to leave the throne of judgment and go to the throne of mercy in order to have Rachmanis on them. Shlishios, the third 3 hours of the day, V'yoshev Zonis Kolam Kulo. He would then provide Parnasa to the entire world. Mikarni Re'emim Ad Beitze Kinim. From the horned rams to the eggs of the lice, he had to provide support for everyone. And Revios, the final 3 hours, the fourth section, Yoshev u'mesachegim levyasan. He then plays sport game with levyasan. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, levyasan ze etzarta lesachek bo. I created levyasan dafka to play. So we see from here that the Kadosh Baruch Hu plays every single day, 3 hours a day. He'd be playing games. Lav dafka osa yom bilvad. Sam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak in Briosav Mesachek Vral Briosav Ein Mesachek Ela Osa Yom Bilvad. With the Briosav, with its creations, he plays every single day. On, about, making, let's say, fun of them on the Averos, that would only take place for Osa Yom Bilvad. There's a lot going on here in this Gemara. One of the Gemara we see from here as well, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah. That itself is very interesting. It reminds me of the Gemara in Gittin Davav. There's a machlokis by what happened to Pilegish Begiva. And whether or not the Pelegish Begiva, what caused her husband, if you call him a husband, he sent her from the home, whether or not he saw a hair that was on her that disgusted him, or he saw a bug. So there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yasser and Rabbi Yonasan, I think, are the two man d'amrim there. So one time Rabbi Yasser saw Eliyahu Anavi, and he said to him, what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? He says, oh, he's learning the sugya of Pelegish Begiva. So he asks him, who's right? Am I right? Or is Rabbi Yonasan right? Which one's right? Is it the hair that caused her to run away? Or is it the bug that caused her to run away? So he answers that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, B'ni Av Yasar Amar, he says, my son says this way. And B'ni Yonasan says the other way. So Rabbi Yasser says, what's going on here? There's a Safek Kamesh Shemaya. There's a Safek. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what happened. So the Gemara answers. Elio says, no, they're both Shu'elu Ve'elu Dirlokim Chaim. The first, this happened. First, there was a hair that didn't bother him so much. And then he saw a bug that really bothered him. And then he sent her off. We see from the Gemara here that he's quoting the statements that we say down here. That not only does a Kadosh Baruch Hu learn, but he's learning our Torah. And he's learning our Torah that even though Akash Baruch Hu knew what happened before Rabbi Yasser and Rabbi Yonasan, the fact that they were mechadish based on their understanding, they're mechavin to what happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns and quotes the Gedolim down here in this world.
Asam Sofer says that Umashpia al Lomdea Sechel Ubina Vekotzev Lechol Echad Et Achelik HaMagia Lo Beoto Yom.
So he causes the people to somehow learn, he's
right,
part of that.
He actually is Mashpia on the ones who are
right.
Learning.
Okay. So the Gemara now says, "Amr le Rav Acha le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak miyom shachar beis hamikdash ein tzchok leKadosh Baruch Hu." The moment the beis hamikdash was destroyed, there's no longer any happiness and laughter and playfulness in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uminolan deleka tzchok. How do we know there's no longer any tzchok after the churban beis hamikdash? Ilema, if you're going to tell me, midichsiv, it says in Yeshayahu, "Vayikra Hashem elokim tzvakos bayom ahu livichi ulemispeid ulekarcha." He called that day of crying and eulogizing, Dilma Hahuyoma Vesulam. Maybe on that very day of the destruction, maybe on Tishra B'av only, he says it was a day of Hespe. But who says that forever there's always going to be this type of Bechi? Maybe it's just Dafka that day. So there's no riot from that pasuk because it's Bayomahu. Ella, Dechsiv in Tehillim, Imashkach Echushalayim Tishkach Yimini, Tidbak Lishuni Lechiki Im Laskereni. Eskereni. So we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to never forget this, though it's always on his mind, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If he's always remembering the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that Bayom Ahu is always on his mind, that means it's always going to be Lebechi Ulemispeit. The Gemara says, Dilma Shicha Hidaleka Vaschok Mihaika. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget, but maybe there's still going to be Schok. He could still be happy. People who remember things that happened bad, they could still have happiness in their life. Elameha. From the following passing Nishayahu, Hechasheisi me'olam acharish esapak. What does that mean? The lashon hechasheisi means quiet, silence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's silent from the days, from those days he's quiet from all this, from the Beis HaMikdash. There's no longer any laughing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the moment the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Birvius my Ovid. So we had a question now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't play happy or laugh anymore. So what does he do nowadays in those last 3 hours of the day? Bervios my Ovid. So the Gemara explains, Yoshev u'malamid tinokel shel beis rabban. He's a Rebbe. He's a Rebbe in a yeshiva katana. Torah, he teaches them Torah. Shenemar, as it says in Yeshayahu, as mi yore deya, who teaches deya? As mi yavin shemua, who understands halacha? Gumule mechalav atike mishadayim, those who are nursing. The mi yore deya, mi yavin shemua, the gumule mechalav atike mishadayim. Meaning what? That the one who knows everything, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one who's teaching the nursing infants and children, they're teaching them Torah. Umeikaraman habeg migmarle. Now before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was too busy being misachek in Lev Yasan, who would then be the teachers of the yeshivas katanos? Ibai seima mitatron, which is some say you shouldn't really say this word, it's the name of a malach. When you say this name, it's somehow, you could get the malach to react, whatever that means. If you look at the word metachon, the name metachon in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, it's actually with Rashi Tevos. Whenever you see Rashi Tevos in a word, in a name, it usually indicates you shouldn't be saying it here. His metachon is the same thing. Elisha ben Avuya, when he came into the Pardes, and he saw this metachon, he thought there was a second god. And he said, there are two Rishios here, and that's when he went off the derech and became Acher. His metachon has a certain force and energy and power to it, but certainly not a second god. Okay, fine. I'm not gonna. Alternatively, Hava HaAvid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did both. Before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nothing. It's nothing he can't do. So he did Misachik Bivulav Yasan. At the same time, he'd be teaching the Yeshiva Katanos. Ibai Seima. Ubelaila my Avid. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at nighttime? We so spoke about the 12 hours during the daytime. What happens to the 12 hours Belaila? It's the same exact schedule at nighttime. He does it every 12 hours. He repeats the same exact schedule. Another suggestion is Rocheva al Kruv Kal Shalo Bishat Bishmona Asar Elef Olamos. What's a Kruv? A carib or something? Yeah. Okay. Oh, one of the Kruvim. Ah. He rides one of the Kruvim and he flies throughout the 18,000 worlds. Okay, we don't understand what this means. Shenamar Rechav Elokim Ribosayim Alfei Shinon Al Tigre Shinon Ella She'enon, which is apparently minus 2,000. So Ribosayim, which is 10,000, which is 20,000, Ribu Sarim is 2 double, so it's 20,000 alfei, 2,000 shinan without 2,000, meaning 20,000 minus 2,000 is going to be 18,000. So he travels on his chariot, the kruv, for through the 18,000 worlds. Ibar Sema, another suggestion here is Yoshe v'shomea shira mipichayos. He just sit there and listen to all the singing of the angels. Shenemar, it says Yoma mitzave Hashem chazdo ubelaila shiro imi, and he, this song he would hear throughout the night. So there's a lot of singing at night, of course. The Gemara in Erevin says a Reish Lakish says kol bayish ein bo rino or shira, it's nechrav. Any house that doesn't have learning and singing at nighttime, it's going to be destroyed. So the big Indian of learning Torah shebichsav bayom and Torah shebal peh balayla. Torah shebal peh is considered singing and rina and shira. So that's the idea. At nighttime, there's some level of singing going on up in Shemaim as well with the different chayos. Okay. Amar Rabbi Levi called posek midivrei Torah v'osek midivrei sicha. A person who stops learning in order to engage in divrei sicha, mundane discussions. Machilin lo gachali resamim, we give him very hot coals. Shenemar hakotvim maluach ale siach v'sheresh resamim lachmam. What does that mean? Kotvin is lashon of a breaking off. Maluach is lashon of the luchos. So one who stops maluchos, one who stops learning, so then he's involved in ale siach, which is lashon sicha. He just stops learning in order to engage in just regular mundane speech. So what's the punishment? Sheresh resamim lachmam. That the coals is going to be fed to him. He's going. That's going to be his bread. Will be the hot coals. Oh, there's a Gemara here. I'm sorry. Okay, very good. Amar Reish Lakish kol osik b'tor b'layla Hakadosh Baruch Hu moshech alav chut shel chesed b'yom. One who learns at nighttime, Hakadosh Baruch Hu extends him a string, a thread of a chesed during the daytime. Shenemar, it says Yoma mitzav Hashem chasdo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu extends his chesed during the daytime to who? Belaila shira imo, those who have the singing at nighttime. In other words, matam yomam mitzav Hashem chasdo. For what reason does a Kadosh Baruch Hu show chesed to a person during the daytime? Mishum de belaila shira imo, because at nighttime he's engaged in singing, which means learning.
I think the Marsha says this because naturally a person, when they are up at night, they look exhausted during the day and they don't have really an accommodative face. So like Hashem gives you this chaim that.
Oh yeah, interesting. Okay. Ikadamri, others say, Amarish Lakish, call out with her, but Olmaza, Hadoma, Laila, one who learns in this world, which is a mashal for Olam Haza, Laila, Hakadosh Baruch, who Moshe Chalav Chut Shechesed Baum Haba, Hadoma Liom. So it's not referring to our days and nights, it's referring to Olam Haza versus Olam Haba, Shinemar, Yoma Mitzav Eshim Chasto, Vigomer. Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, Ma'idich, so what's the positive meaning when it says, Vata'ase Adam Kidge Hayam, Kiremes La Moshe Bo? So that the Pasuk in Habakkuk says, and man will be made like the fish of the water, kiremes la Moshe bo, no one will have control over it. Lama nimshul b'nei adam kedigayam. Why is man compared to fish? Lomar lacha, to teach us ma adagim shebayam shekevin she'olam liyabasha miyad mesim. The moment a fish leaves its water, its place of its chias, it dies. Af b'nei adam kevin sheportion midivrei Torah u'mina mitzvos miyad mesim. The moment man separates from learning, our life source, our chias, he will die as well. That's a famous discussion, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva wouldn't stop learning. They told him, the Romans said you have to stop learning. He wouldn't give in at all. And the reason why is because just like a fish jumps out of the sea, out of the water, it's going to die. So too, if I jump from the water, from my sea, my Torah, I'm going to die as well. And he didn't give in. He didn't stop learning. So davar acher, alternatively, the reason why we're compared to fish, ma dogim shebayam kevin shekadur alem chama, the moment the sun rises, miyam mesim, they die. They get dried up so easily. Af kach b'nei adam kevin shekadur alem chama miyam mesim. So to man, when the sun rises, shines in us, we die as well. What's it say? Description of the sun for us? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe. Yetzihara, maybe?
Maybe when our actions are revealed. Or
I don't know. Nothing here, nothing in the article, nothing in Rashi. Okay. Fine. Gemara says, Ibai Seima, another suggestion here. Bolm Haze, Ibai Seima, Yom Haba. What does that mean? Ibai Seima, Bolm Haze. Oh, this is going to explain now the statement. If you want to say, Olam Hazeh Kedir Rabbi Chanina, Dam Rabbi Chanina, Hakol B'dei Shemayim, everything is from Shemayim, Chutz Mitzinim Pachim, with the exception of illness that comes about through cold, or even through hot, according to some. Shenemar, Sinim pachim b'derech ikesh, the coldness that's on a path when one travels, shomer nafsho yirchak mihem. The way to prevent yourself from getting sick from the cold is distance yourself. Pack warm clothing, it's up to you. That's not midei shemayim. V'ibar yisim, others say, li'olam haba is a reference to the world to come. Kidir Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, damar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, ein gehenim las lava. There's no gehenim in the future. Ela kadosh baruch hu motzi chama min artika u'makter. He takes out the sun from its pouch, and he lets it shine. Risham nidonim ba, the risham get punished from it. The tzaddikim misrafim ba, we get tzaddikim get healed from it. How do we know? Rishayim are nidonim ba, they get judged. It says in the pasuk, ki hinei hayom ba bor kitaner. The day comes of Mashiach, and it's going to be very, very hot, fiery, like a furnace. Vayukol zaydim v'chol osei risha kashin. Those who are against the Kadosh Baruch Hu are going to be viewed as straw, which are going to get burnt. V'lahat osam hayom ba, they're going to be burnt. Amar Shem Tzvakos, Asher lo yazav lahem shorish v'anav, nothing will be left, no root, no branch will be left of them. Lo shorish b'olam haza, v'lo anav, l'olam haba. Let's go a little further here. Tzadikim, mishapim ba. How do we see the tzadikim will be healed from them? D'chziv v'zarech lachem yirei shimei shemesh tzedako u'marpe michanafeha. That the tzadikim are going to be healed from the sun. Not only that will they be healed, Ella Shemisadin, but they're going to enjoy the sun, the pleasure of it, Shinemar, Vitasem Ufisham Kiegle Marbik. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll continue this tomorrow. Morgata. I'm around tomorrow, but I'm not going to be around Sunday and